News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The House of Representatives last Tuesday approved further amendments to the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption MOCA Act. The amendments were made during a recent sitting of the Senate and will facilitate the establishment of the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency MOCA as an independent body. Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang says MOCA will have prosecuting and investigative powers which will support the fight against corruption.
What we are looking at is that an agency of this sort cannot begin to at least reset the operation and where corruption is, it will be dealt with in a satisfactory manner. And where it does not exist, the country can feel comfortable and confident that the governments of the day, whatever government is conducting the business in a manner with integrity and confidence. And those who deviate will be identified and charged.
Minister Chang adds that a budget is in place to ensure MOCA has the capacity to effectively carry out its functions. Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company is to hand over nearly 16,618 hectares of land to the government. This according to an idle land rationalization report produced by Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Ole Shaw says the lands will be divested for high-yielding, profitable production.
8,283 hectares are now in active sugarcane production, which makes potentially 8,359 hectares from that lot of land available for other agricultural activities, including 4,300 hectares which are marginal and in need of rehabilitation.
Mr. Shaw adds that SCJ Holdings is processing several requests for land by interested investors. He says preference will be given to investments that embrace the mother farm and satellite farm concept, noting that the preferred mode of investment is leasehold rather than sale. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett has announced that Jamaica's tourism sector continues to grow despite enhanced security measures in St. James. Minister Bartlett notes that a team from the ministry has engaged key markets to shore up and sustain stakeholder confidence in the destination. Jamaica recorded overall growth of 5.4% for the first 6 months of the year, with stopover arrivals increasing by 5.9% and cruise by 4.8% over the same period last year.
In terms of earnings, we are pleased even more. Over the same period, for the first half of the year, we've earned 1.559. If you want to round it up, you could say 1.6 billion US dollars, and 7.3% increase over last year. And that's really phenomenal.
And the House of Representatives has passed legislation aimed at protecting Jamaica's marine environment. The legislation, titled the Ballast Water Act, aims to prevent ships entering Jamaica from introducing foreign aquatic species and diseases into the country. Minister of Transport and Mining Robert Montague, who piloted the bill, says it will regulate how ships discard their ballast water and will also ensure compliance with international standards. He adds that the Maritime Authority of Jamaica will have oversight of the regulations.
Ships are required to carry on board a ballast water management plan and a ballast water record book. Additionally, ships based on their date of construction and the size of their ballast water tanks are required to exchange their ballast water in accordance with the legislation or install ballast water treatment systems which will prevent, reduce, or eliminate invasive species and pathogens.
Failure to comply with the regulations of the Ballast Water Act could result in fines of up to $30 million. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, building affordable housing solutions for low and middle income earners, providing a better quality of life for Jamaican families. Visit us today at 13 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5, Albion Road, Montego Bay, or Barracks Road, Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. Call us at 876-968-75224, 876-968-75369, or visit our website at hajl.gov.jm. HAJ, building Jamaica, one community at a time. We'll be right back.